Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Welcome to Healthline. As we continue our look at family planning, today we talk about forearm implants. If you are searching for a long-term hormonal pregnancy prevention option, then the forearm implant might be the option for you. Implants are small plastic rods or capsules, each about the size of a matchstick, that release progestin into a woman's body. Progestin has a similar effect to those of the natural hormone progesterone. In Jamaica, the most common contraceptive implant available is under the brand name Jadel. Jadel consists of two rods and can last up to 5 years. They are placed just under the skin on the inside of a woman's upper arm by a doctor. Consultant gynecologist at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital, Dr. Clayton Kelly, says the implants are administered through a mildly invasive technique.
So the Jadel actually comprises two implants, and we also have the Zarin, which comprises one implant. That one is not so readily available, but the Jadel is available even in the public system. It's usually because of it's inserted, the arm is not incised. So there's a beveled needle that is used to pierce the arm and then advance the implants into just below the skin.
According to the World Health Organization's Family Planning Handbook, 99 of every 100 women will not become pregnant with the implant in place. Forearm implants work primarily by thickening cervical mucus and disrupting the menstrual cycle, including preventing the release of eggs from the ovaries. Senior Medical Officer at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital and obstetrician gynecologist Dr. Orville Morgan says the implants are famous for their convenience.
And they have updated those now that we have products with just a single rod that they insert. So you can just put it in the forearm. Basically, you fit and forget. That's what the term we like to use. And it will be effective, right? Because that's the hormonal delivery system.
The implants do not contain estrogen and therefore can be used throughout breastfeeding and by women who cannot use contraceptive methods containing estrogen. Dr. Kelly says when the implant is positioned, it is difficult to see from the surface of the skin.
So it pretty much goes on the underarm, right, the upper part of the underarm, and pretty much when it's placed, you won't be able to see it because, of course, the arm is always close to the chest, and so unless the patient exposes or shows you the scar, you won't be able to determine.
Some of the benefits of the contraceptive implant include little effort required after initial implant and effectiveness. They are also long-lasting and do not interfere with sex. Some side effects as a result of the hormones in the implant may include non-harmful menstrual bleeding changes, headaches, abdominal pain, breast tenderness, mood changes, and nausea. Once implants are removed, there is no delay in return of fertility and bleeding pattern returns to normal over time. Nearly all women can use contraceptive implants safely and effectively, including adolescents and women over 40 years old. Consulting your doctor is the best way to figure out which contraceptive method is right for you. For more information on the options available, visit the National Family Planning Board's website at jnfpb.yourwebhosting.com. On next week's Healthline, we continue our look at contraception. Join us as we discuss the use of intrauterine devices, IUDs. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Anthony Morgan for producer Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week. And on behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, please stay healthy.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.